right. So welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast.
No. Not feeling it.
Oh, gosh. Right off the bat.
Not feeling it.
Take
not feeling it. Take two.
Not feeling it.
Not feeling it. Wait.
All right, let's try this again. Sir, with your permission.
Please.
All right, here we go. Let's try it again.
I want to hear that energy, though.
All right, that was energy. As much energy as you're getting from me for today.
That's it,
man. That's it. All right, so welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down memory lane and we will relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, or you know what? Anything that's going to geek us out, good or bad. Of course, I'm your host, Frank, and with me, like always, my brothers from another mother, the walking encyclopedia of cartoons and toys. Let's hear it for D. And, of course, the man that I want to be when I grow up. That's this guy over here next to me. We're talking about Rolly. Now, before we dive into today's episode, by the way, we have a special episode for you guys for today, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. You got to do us a favor. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Plus, explore more at CartoonRewind.com for exclusive content and our new toy store. It's time to upgrade your collection, and I can promise you, CartoonRewind.com has exactly what you need. And for those of you that need your daily cartoon fix, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and on Blue Sky. So, Rolly, what is this special episode?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
And so is
Dwayne. Dwayne's fine too. I'll answer for him, since it's all about you. You want to get straight into business. By the way, I want to point out that I love your intro. You know why?
Why?
Because for our YouTube listeners, YouTube watchers, and for our podcast listeners, so on the YouTube videos, I have little animations that kind of go along with what you say. You know, like subscribe. I have a Instagram logo. Well, all I do now to do our podcast is just delete the old video, put a new one. Everything pretty much syncs up. So half of my work is done.
You're welcome.
And if we can keep it around the same time, the ending is also the same. It's boom, boom, boom.
Boom, there you go. I got you, buddy.
I might have to slide it forward a few seconds, slide it back a few seconds, but
there you go.
You saved me like 20 minutes of edit work.
That's it, buddy. And I got you.
Yeah.
Buy our toys so we can buy more toys.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, check out Cartoon Rewind. Yes, we got a nice new shipment. Also, hard to find toys coming in. So we got a ship. We got the new Marvel Legends Spider-Man
wave
just came in. I know that's getting harder to find. We got Trypticon. I have Cybertronian Bumblebee.
Yep, you do. And by the way, I already got my dibs and I already paid for my Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Again, thank you for paying the rent this week for me.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, crackhead, crack dealer.
I blame him.
Sometimes, the toy guru usually shares his thoughts, but sometimes I'll go to Frank. I'm like, hey, listen, these are some of the items I think I'm getting. And he's like, okay, I'll get three of these, two of those. So I have to double my order. And then when I get his input for stuff that's not like – all he wants to recommend me to get on the store is Transformers, Marvel, and G.I. Joe. Oh, and Gundam. I got you Gundams.
No. Because, again, I was very honest. I did not like that Optimus Prime Ghostbuster because it didn't transform. Now, if it transformed, that'll be different. I would have said – yes. I don't know anything about those scary little dolls things.
Yeah.
The Freddy Cougars and all that. I mean, I know who they are, but I have no idea what value they bring. And I don't like that kind of stuff. So for me, I would have to do my research to see if that's something that's popular. And according to you, it is. So I say, go for it. But
yeah, again, yeah. If I leave it up to Frank, I'm just getting Transformers as a I should just call it a Transformer website.
Because Transformer sells constantly, you know what I mean. What? So does GI yeah. Joe and the classic.
Yeah, you're buying half of it. Wow. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Those things. Thank God. Fun. Thank God you don't have a drug problem. If not, you would have OD'd already.
Oh my God, for real.
Yeah. He's gonna die on a his bedspread with a GI Joe and a Transformer right next to him.
Well, I'm already looking into his coffin to be a his tank. So I'm thinking, I can't do a coffin. I'm going to do are you going to be cremated or buried? If you're going to be cremated, I'm going to do an urn. It's just going to be.
I'm going to get cremated.
I'm going to put you inside a his tank. You're fine.
No, just put me inside, my Hasbro Lab his tank right there. Boom.
Boom. I'm going to see if I can get your ashes and compress you into like a Cobra Commander figure.
There you go.
And then you just sit there.
You can do that, buddy.
And there you go. And then you terrorize your family for generations to come.
That's it, man.
When your grandkids is like, why you have this toy? And they'll be like, that's grandpa. That's grandpa.
That's abuelo.
Yeah, that's abuelo. So, all right. So you asked what this week's episode is about. So before I get sidetracked. So this is actually a request per you. Actually, you're the one who came up with this. So I'm going to lean on you and heavily. But this is a special edition. So last season we did a special edition on PSAs. This one's a little bit outside of the norm because it's not a cartoon. But it does have to do with toys. Mm-hmm. And obviously we're all about. And that is something that's near and dear to us also, which is the Robot Chicken series.
Yes. So many times have we quoted things from that damn show.
Yes. Where it's a daily life pretty much. I think in this episode we'll get some of the main ones that we say on a regular basis.
Yes, we will.
Anytime
some of our favorites.
Yes. Anytime there's one particular, anytime I see a strawberry shortcake, there's one particular robot chicken. You know?
I want you to know she's on there. She's on there.
Yes. So there's a lot. But what are your thoughts on Robot Chicken?
It always cracked me up, man. It just seen the Transformers, Joe's, He-Man, Mask in a different light. You know what I mean? And then with that adult humor, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just funny, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can never go wrong with them. And, of course, the Star Wars. Come on. You know what I mean?
I love that one. That was going to be this week's episode. Yes.
Escalator? Yes.
Every time I escalator, I feel the same way.
So no one's talking about the Turbo Team, A-Team, Voltron, Mimics that they did?
The Voltron one? But,
yeah.
The dance-off one?
Yep. You got served.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And of course, you can't forget about the humping robot that humps everything. Yeah. I mean, that's not any cartoon, but that's just a staple when it comes to Robot Chicken.
Yes.
And everybody knows that these two think that Prince Adam is gay, so you know Robot Chicken leaned heavily into that one, so you know they love that one.
Well, because the thing that draws us to it is these are things that we kind of thought as kids. Like, everybody kind of thought Prince Adam was a little gay.
He was. I still do, and I'm a grown-ass man.
Well, okay, but yeah, that's just you. Now you're biased at your age. But, you know, and the same thing, like, with the Faker episode. Like, obviously.
The Evelyn? Like,
yes. Well, Evelyn? That one. Evelyn. But the Faker episode where everybody's like,
he's at the party?
Yeah, he's like, he looks nothing like me. And everybody's like, what? He's the best He-Man ever. So it's stuff that we've thought of and maybe did. And then as adults, we're like, damn, why did we think about doing this?
I know, right?
You know, there is, I did try it once.
I did try it once. And that's still roaming out there on the internet.
Yes. And we used it already once, so we don't need to bring it back to another episode.
No. Once I get my new laptop, yes. Because right now I can't share video.
All right. Well, let's start off by sharing a few. We'll start off with The first thing that's going to get us copyrighted, which is the intro.
All right, let's see what we got.
The intro, which, again, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, there's a few times when I've been sleeping and this came on. And I woke you up and you're like, oh, man, and then that's it. You're up for another hour. Sure.
Seth Green.
That's another thing I was going to mention. There's a lot of well-known actors who provided their voice.
Their voices. Oh my God, yes. Dude.
And everybody knows Seth Green from most newer people know him from Family Guy.
Yes.
He does the voice of Chris. Which is the other, I mean, he done Buffy. He was in Buffy, the TV show Buffy.
Of course, don't forget Austin Powers movies. He was Dr. Evil's kid.
Dr. Evil's kid. He did some 90s teen movies. I'm trying to say his name. The one with
I think he did Up Creek's Paddle or something like that. Up Shit Creek.
He was on that.
I know which one you're talking about. Up a Creek, I think it is.
Something like that.
Close enough. I want to say Matthew Lillard, who does Shaggy. I think he was in it. Or it was Christian Bale's husband, which I forget his name. It's one of those two.
Hold on. Christian Bale is gay?
Christian Bell.
Oh, Christian.
Not Bale.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. I heard Bale.
I heard Bale, too.
But obviously the fact that he's a guy, right, means like okay, can't be that.
No, because he has kids and he has a wife. So like he's gay.
But gay men have kids
and a wife.
Oh my God, man! Just open up your mind a little bit, man.
They are gay men who have wives. Yes.
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 Look at Rolando.
I have been married, so yeah, I guess it's possible. I guess I fall under the categories.
Yeah.
Thank you for thinking of me. Appreciate it.
Of course, buddy. I got you.
I can't remember his name. All right, so next up is a nice little clip. This here, the G.I. Joe's Welcome the Latest Member. Again, for me, the best part of this clip is I had that figure.
You just don't care anymore.
No. But one thing when I first started watching these, I was like, oh man, I had that figure. See, they have the 25th anniversary figures. Because again, for as a toy collectors, that some are or those who listen to us are, you have the 25th anniversary figure, but you also have some old school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share the screen now. Once you see it, you'll see Frostbite.
Frostbite, he's an OG. Yes.
Yeah, Dial Tone in the back is an OG.
Shipwreck
is an OG.
Scarlet. And I think Flint in the back is an OG also.
Scarlet is being blocked by Roadblock, and I guess this is supposed to be Lady J in front here.
That's Lady J in front of Roadblock.
Yes. Yeah, and Scarlet's in the back, but those are all 25th anniversaries. You can tell by the great detail.
And the chest part.
And the chest, the fact that they rotate. But yeah, the great detail.
Is that supposed to be Snow Job?
What happened?
Is that supposed to be Snow Job?
Where, here?
No, that's Frostbite.
That's Frostbite.
Right, and that's supposed to be...
And I think this is the...
That's Rock and Roll, but a later version. That looks
this
like
one here?
That looks
no,
like
I thought it, I thought it was a
the Russian guys.
I think this one's a Russian guy for sure. But again, it's that we'll see later. We'll watch the clip. We don't have to dissect them all. But that's what this is. And then you know, obviously, in this clip, we get to meet Calvin.
Calvin, yes.
Attention, Joes!
I'd like to introduce you to our newest member, Calvin.
Welcome to the team, Calvin. You can call me Gung-Ho.
Actually, I've never really been too crazy about Calvin, so if we could get to the codename part sooner rather than later...
Will do, will do. So what do we think, gang?
Well, as you can see, I like to wear black, and, not to boast, but I was at the top of my sniper class at West Point, so...
Did you say stop?
Yeah, say pause a second. Okay.
Okay.
Is it just me, or those heads not meant to fit on the body? Is it just me?
So this head is from the original. It's not the 20. So the body's 25th anniversary. The head is not is the original Duke, okay. Now Calvin is made up of multiple parts that I can't put heads together. I haven't put that, but he's definitely made from multiple parts. And that's to make it a little more articulate, and then the head moves a little differently. So yeah,
you can obviously tell the difference that that head doesn't belong on that body.
No.
Yes, no. Or the hips don't belong here either. There's a few parts there.
Oh yeah, you can tell by the legs on Calvin 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. So,
all right. Lost the play button.
So maybe Deadeye, or how about Killshot?
Nope.
And you know what? I have a PhD, so it could be Dr. Killshot. Paging Dr. Killshot. Pow!
Looks like someone had an accident.
Way to go, Fumbles.
Fumbles, that's perfect.
Ah, that settles it. Welcome to the team, Fumbles.
What? No. I'm an insanely talented sniper. I'm a doctor, for God's sake.
Did everyone hear that? It's Dr. Fumbles.
Doctor. I think we should cancel out who's gonna fuck the new guy first contest.
No, wait. Not Fumbles. Come on, you can call me Sure Shot or Trigger Man.
Some classic Fumbles there.
Enough fun, Joes. Cobra's on the move. Fumbles, I want this mess cleaned up by the time we get back.
No, f*** this. No, I quit.
Welcome to Cobra, Calvin. You need a code name, and my, those are some fancy trousers you're wearing. I shall call you Trouser Snake.
I don't even care anymore. Wind 3.8 miles southwest, mark velocity 7.8 kilometers per hour.
What's happening?
My God, I don't even hear the shots.
For the love of all that's holy, get behind the tank!
Make the throw, man.
Even Snake Eyes.
I don't want to die. Hey, Gung Ho. Hold that thought.
Make it stop. Make it stop. Is he gone?
You motherfucker! You killed everything I love! Take me too!
No. No, you live with it.
Well, great job, Trouser Snake.
It's Fumbles. It was always Fumbles.
It's always fumbles, and that's what. Those are the kind of things we talk about. Those are another one that always stays with you, right?
It does.
Like, I don't care anymore. Yeah, no. It's I always do like new pants. Like I'm gonna call myself Trouser Snake. You know, but yeah, that's hilarious, and. For those you're probably watching, if you're watching on YouTube, we're laughing before it even says it because we already know what's coming.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Man.
Here's the next one. There's another G.I. Joe one. Let me see here.
And finally, Joe's Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been abolished. So, Chuckles, if there's anything you'd like to tell us, I'm asking. Oh, Roadblock, you look different.
Duke, I don't know what's done me this harm. I woke up this morning, me and Flint had switched arms. I can't touch Lady
J. I was about to say his arms are white.
I think I might be a racist.
Snake Eyes, what happened to you? You look like someone tried to paint you like Spider-Man, then tossed you in the grass. What happened to anyone else? Scarlet? Cover yourself, woman. I don't know how Cobra's doing this, but I'm damn well gonna find out. Yojo! Cobra,
put
your checkbooks away, because this one's coming out of your ass!
Whatever voodoo you're using to mangle us, we've had enough! My helmet's not made to come off! I look like Ebert under here! Ebert in his prime!
And what are you so surprised about?
We removed this from Dr. Mindbender's mouth!
What's going on here? I want to see Cobra Commander now!
I couldn't stop it.
Cobra.
A giant hand from the heavens taping me to what looked like enormous, brightly colored dynamite.
What kind of nonsense are you blathering? What did this?
We're nothing, you see. Playthings that have bored our fickle god.
The O-ring.
It's Judgment Day.
I've seen many of those when I was doing.
Don't worry, Scarlet. We'll find whoever
I still got him.
Or whatever has done this to us.
Kid, no. Mary, that's...
Never did that.
Never did that. No.
Gotcha, you massive abomination! Yojo!
Did we just kill a kid? I mean, Yojo, but I think that was a kid.
I mean, Yojo, but just did kill a kid.
Yes. We did. So, what happened?
You did kill a kid.
Yeah. By the way, that's another, going back to another thing I remember, they also brought Robot Chicken. One thing we liked is Robot Chicken brought back some of the original voices that other
yes.
characters.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and Flint racist apparently.
He's always been a racist. Come on.
I can't touch Lady J with these arms.
I become a racist.
Yeah. Oh man.
Man.
And again, we're doing this for our own. We're just here laughing. At this.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, what we have is everything in good working order. I don't remember this one.
Let's see.
All right.
This is the spot. The Decepticons are using the dam below to stockpile energon cubes.
Megatron must be stopped. Autobots, transform and roll. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, that's when Soundwave's a toilet. I think.
I never knew they had a pee.
Of course.
Are you okay?
Let's get them!
That was easy.
I got the hell out of that guy!
Good job, everyone. Megatron was defeated with only 50 humans killed in the crossfire. A new record!
Hooray!
Hey, Prowl, have you noticed how often Prime needs to drain the lizard nowadays?
Yeah, he must be French because he's a peon.
I think that joke goes, you're a peon.
You're a peon.
But I'm not.
Ugh, such a retardicon.
Retardicon.
Uh-oh, I didn't think going to the bathroom so often was a problem. But just today, I saw blood in my urine.
Ew. Well, I'd better have a look.
Watch his eyes. Watch his eyes.
Using the whole fist, Doc?
It's what I feared. Prostate cancer.
Look, I'm sitting down at Jeff.
I'm sorry, Prime, but you're going to die.
Not the first time we've seen him die. They gave Bumblebee arms?
They did? Look there, Spike.
Transform into a coffin?
Hi, I'm Optimus Prime. What you've just seen was a dramatization of what you, your friends, and your family go through if you don't get regular prostate exams. Now, we Transformers don't have organic internal organs and can't get cancer, but you do, and you can.
So get your ass checked out before it's too late, turkeys!
This has been a message from the Cybertronian Medical Association.
So, did you notice every time he talks, he needs to move?
Yes.
Reminds me of the Captain America where he would sit down in a chair. You know that scene? The Avengers movie?
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
He always had to make the little post thing every time he talks. So, all right. Well, that's a good message. So, everyone listening, get your ass checked.
Definitely get your ass checked.
All the guys, please get your ass checked. Not right now, though. Not right now.
And ladies, if you need your ass checked, I got you. Just call me.
Yeah, call him. Send emails at ninjas of another color.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't send them to me. All right, next one is now we go into Masters of the Universe, which they've done a lot. This is the Death of He-Man.
Oh.
Boss, this is taking forever.
Keep chopping, you drain clog.
Love Skeletor's
Once we
voice.
Harvest the energy of the oldest tree in Eternia, we can destroy Castle Grayskull once
it's
and for all.
It's perfect.
Yes.
You know, Skeletor, based on our track record, this probably won't work.
Life's a journey, not a destination.
Not so fast, Skeletor. Trees are some of our most precious resources.
Who are you talking to?
Your face!
Ow.
You know what they say? A bird in the hand is worth two in the foot!
Stop.
What? You gonna cry now?
Stop it. You know what, okay? I don't even have tear ducts, you jerk.
You know what you need? A good skull fucking.
What?
Oh! What the?
Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Beastman, what did you do?
I don't know. I mean, I thought he would block it or something. I mean, he's He-Man.
This is the first murder in Eternian history. If the king finds out, it's the guillotine for us all.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, we're up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, man. Okay, come back to me.
Being
yeah, right. Seth Green's in
than
it.
You think. Falling backwards onto an axe now, the way I always talked about doing. Love, He-Man.
Yeah, foolproof.
Let's get the hell out of here. Oh, no. I must tell King Randor and the Sorceress this terrible news.
We're so dead. We're so screwed.
I'm turning over a new leaf. From this point forward, I'm no longer Evelyn. You may call me Goodlin.
You know, I always thought your name was Evelyn. It's weird. All this time it's been Evelyn.
Pretty clever, right?
No.
Game over, man. Game over.
Why is that door locked? I've got to take a dump. Holy fucking shit!
Oh, damn, I forgot about Orko.
Orko, oh, thank goodness you found He-Man's sword of power. We can use it to bring him back to life. He-Man would be back, and I'd be regular Orko again? Absolutely.
And we don't want that.
Yeah, but then that happens.
Let's take her out.
Check this out. I'm going to show you how I...
All right. Oh. But yeah, the best one there, yeah, the best one was the, I'm going to be Goodlin. I always thought your name was Evelyn. Every time I talk to an Evelyn, it's always like, Evelyn?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Evelyn. It's always in my, Evelyn.
Hey, have you ever heard from that other Evelyn? The one from back in the days?
Back in what day? I don't know what you're talking about.
Like 30, freaking 40 years ago or something like that? No, not that long. I'm sorry.
No. I'm going to go with no since I'm drawing a blank. And I'm assuming you're talking to me and not Dwayne.
Of course I'm talking to you.
Well, how am I supposed to know who you're talking to? There's three of us in this.
Yeah, but you know Dwayne don't say anything.
It's not like you're looking only at me.
Come on.
Dwayne, yeah, well, that's why you would ask him a question so you can participate. And just say instead of telling.
I can't believe these two are talking like I'm not seeing.
We just see Toy Guru. That's it. That's all we see.
So, but yeah, going back where Skeletor's voice was perfect.
Yes.
Was perfect on this. I'm not sure. I don't think we get it here. I love the good one that I like with Skeletor is the one, the carpool lane.
Isn't it with the other villains?
When he's in the. Yeah, Mon-Ra.
Yes.
He's got all the other villains. Cobra
Commander's in there.
Yes. And who's the other one? There's four of them. Can't remember who the other one. Is it Lex Luthor? Lex Luthor.
I don't think so.
Was it?
Yes. Yes, it was him. He's the other one. There Superman. Superman. And it, yeah, that's what it was. All right. So next one is one of my personal favorite.
Mine too.
And we can introduce you to... So everybody knows Strawberry Shortcake. What happened?
Not everyone does.
Not everybody? I thought most people would know Strawberry Shortcake, which is a doll that smells like strawberry. The toy smells like strawberry. Yeah,
very popular back in the days.
Yeah, most characters are named after a treat. So you have blueberry, strawberry, they're named after fruit. But let me introduce you to a lesser-known character called Bitch Pudding.
Which, if they would make nowadays, I would buy it.
You have a pet of your wish came true. You have a pet of your very own.
Yes, Strawberry Shortcake. But I have another wish. I want to have a name of my very own, too.
We should give you a name soon and not leave it open to debate. Strawberry Land is very sheltered, but it's a big world out there. And others might have very different opinions about what constitutes an appropriate name.
I'm not worried.
Well, I'm just saying... Oh, hello, Bitch Pudding.
What's up, hoes?
The attitude alone in her eyes, man.
Anyway, I'm sure that one day someone will give you a name.
Damn! Your name is Cunt Face, you fucking Cunt Face. Damn! Cunt Face. Blam, bitches! Da 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 da! Bitch Pudding!
I'm so sorry. I think she has Asperger's or something. But don't take it personally, baby needs a name.
No. Call me Cunt Face.
Oh, man. Every time she made an appearance, it was great.
Yeah. I love the part where she just opens the door again at the end and just... drops that teacup.
Yeah, it's just
F you.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have.
Oh, man.
Optimus Prime's trailer.
Sorry, man.
So, if anybody's wondering what happens to Optimus Prime trailer back in the 80s, every time he would transform into a robot, it would disappear. Let's find out.
I think we find out now, right?
Yes. Yeah, I believe so. Oh, wait. Let's do it right. Yeah, let's find out now.
We have to get these people to a hospital now!
Put them in my trailer.
Ram!
Wait, it should be here.
Is that your pager? What's going on?
It's this guy I hook up with sometimes. Whenever he calls, he thinks I have to drop whatever I'm doing and run to him. Well, not this time.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, grab my axle. Yeah, open my cargo door. Yeah.
Trailer! Why do I even pay for that pager if he's not going to use it?
So, I'm kind of confused here in reference to he, but it was a she.
But it's a female's voice.
It's a female voice. But it was, again, it's very funny. Grab my axle.
Or maybe Prime doesn't know that it's a female. Maybe the trailer doesn't talk.
I never heard it talk in a cartoon, so.
No, I never did. I'm going based on this just to have fun, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I like the fact that it's some guy I hook up with because he's a trailer. They hook up the trailer, the back and the
front. I get it. I didn't catch that one. All right.
All right. Now, let's go into our last one, which is one of my personal favorites. This is the Emperor. They did the whole Star Wars special. One of my favorite ones is the escalator scene with the Emperor. But all the skits on the Star Wars ones are hilarious.
Especially when Darth Vader calls Palpatine, Brian.
Yeah.
Hold the elevator. I remember this. What's your ID number?
It's 1142. Eat my ass.
Come on.
Yeah. Should have taken a hit.
Oh, I'll get the next one.
Plenty of room.
No, I'll just take the escalator.
Squeeze on in.
I'd rather my robes didn't smell like a fillet of fish all day, thanks.
Rude.
That's hopeful, man.
Well, next time, just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
That's Seth MacFarlane, by the way.
My lord.
Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Yep.
My lord.
Uh-huh.
My lord.
Yo.
My lord. My lord.
Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Stormtrooper. Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Stormtrooper. Stormtrooper. Stormtrooper.
My lord.
Ugh.
My lord.
Go f*** yourself.
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 Oh.
What's that?
Oh, man. That's it cats me up. Go fuck yourself. Oh. So.
Freaking Andor at the end. What's up?
So just FYI, if you ever see me going up to an escalator, I'm just thinking, Stumptaba. Stumptaba. And there'll be the occasional, go fuck yourself.
I promise you, if we're ever going the opposite way, I will say, Emperor.
Yes, and you may get Stumptaba, or you may get, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And y'all
you know you will say
Stumptaba.
Which is your favorite one?
When Shiro was on her period.
Oh, I remember that one.
Which one?
Shiro was on her period.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I don't know if we have that one for the next one. This is a two. There's gonna be a two-parter for sure. There's a two-parter. There'll be another episode.
Maybe three.
Especially now that I'm thinking about others, right?
Yes.
Like, oh, that was a good one. Like now the carpool lane one. If we don't have it, I would like to see that one. There's some. I think they have some mask ones.
Pretty much all of our childhood.
All of our childhood in either live action or cartoon. Mm-hmm. So, all right. We come to the end of our podcast. It was a good, and I appreciate you guys, you those listening and watching, joining us for this trip of revisiting Cartoon Rewind. Robot Chicken and Cartoon Rewind.
Of course.
You guys have anything you want to add before we go?
I peed myself a little bit from laughing.
TMI.
Stormtrooper?
Dude, I still crack up. I completely forgot about bitch pudding at the end there.
It knocks over a little thing.
And I forgot the attitude that she has on her face without saying a single word. Yes. They did such a good job in making her have attitude, man.
Yeah. And this is not even I don't think this is the funniest one that I remember.
No.
I remember. There's another one that I just laughed.
I'll see if I can find that.
Isn't the one she goes, bitch putting out?
Yes. Which I thought it was this one. I thought that's what she was going to do at the end. But then she just knocked down the T.
But it's funny. Also, I forgot because I thought she was walking out. I'm like, I was expecting more.
Yeah.
Then I'm thinking she's going to open a door and give her name. But nah, she goes right through the window.
Bro, like a ninja, man.
Cut face. Because you look at damn. All right, Frank, take us home. D, I did get your YouTube, but we can save it for the next one.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm giving to you right now.
Yeah, I'll add it to the list for our next episode.
All right, so are we going to do our ratings?
Sure. Yes, we can do our ratings. That's what we got.
Or are we going to skip it for when it comes to to this one?
Well, we are going to be anyway.
Well, I mean, it's a rewind because we just finished saying how much we all enjoyed it.
And how much we quoted in our daily lives.
Yes.
When the three of us were together.
and we're watching this and we're cracking up. So I think I can summarize our rating as to rewind. Definitely rewatchable.
I agree.
Each time. Awesome. All right. In that case, take us home.
All right, my brothers. All right, so that's a wrap, my cartoon lovers. And thank you for tuning in to this epic rewind. And remember to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store. Visit CartoonRewind.com to level up your collection. And don't forget, for even more cartoon madness, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. Until next time, keep on cartooning.